Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
Is your value proposition driving the behaviors you require from your team? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. Today, I want to talk about creating alignment. Specifically, I want to discuss how critically important it is for you and for your team members that there's alignment between what you've promised to your customers and what you expect from your team members. That's why my question for you today is your value proposition driving the behaviors you expect from your team? Let me explain why this is so important. I was meeting with a client recently, and as we discussed the biggest challenges he was facing these days, he shared that one of his team members was struggling to be on time to work in the morning. It's not an uncommon frustration. Many business owners are frustrated by the lack of attention to detail when it comes to being on time. But since this was not a manufacturing business where each shift begins with a team of people working on an assembly line, nor was this a retail business or a restaurant where the sign on the door suggests that they open at a specific time each day, I asked the obvious question. So why is this a problem for you? Now, that may seem like an insensitive question to ask, and you might even think, hey, he's the business owner, and if it matters to him, then it should matter to the team member. And to be honest, I'd normally agree with you on that point. The truth is that as a business owner, you can set whatever boundary conditions or expectations you want with regard to how work gets done in your business. It's one of the benefits and privileges of being a business owner. But as I've come to realize over the years of being a business owner myself and giving advice and counsel to business owners of all shapes and sizes, while it may be your right and privilege to set the expectations you have for your team members, it doesn't mean that they'll simply snap to attention, salute, and say, "Yes, sir," or "Yes, ma'am." It may have been the case in the past when a business owner, or even a supervisor for that matter, could simply say, "Because I said so," and like magic, things would be done just as you asked. But in my opinion, those days are long gone. The command and control methods of the past are not nearly as effective on the workforce of today. That worked when I was in the military and I was the commanding officer. When I gave a command, everyone in my unit would respond with, "Yes, sir," and before I knew it, they were off getting done whatever I asked of them in the exact way I asked them to do it. I got compliance, but many times I didn't get commitment, meaning that they did what I said, but they weren't very happy about it. But they were locked into the unit and couldn't leave even if they wanted to. They had an obligation to stay and perform. They had no choice in the matter. But leading a business today is not like leading a military unit. Your team members are not obligated to stay with you. They do have choices. So your approach needs to be different. In most cases, your team members will want to know why it's important for them to do things the way you want them done. I believe a better way to get your team members to follow your expectations or requirements is to demonstrate to them that your expectations are in alignment with what the customer needs and wants as they do business with you. And to do this, you must have a firm handle on two very specific strategic elements of your business, your value proposition and your non-negotiables. Rather than go into a long explanation, of these two strategic elements, let me make it easy for you and suggest you go back and listen to two of my earlier podcast episodes. On July 15th, 2023, I published an episode titled Defining Your Value Proposition. If you missed it, I think you'll find it helpful for this discussion. And back on August 12th of 2022, I published an episode titled Team Performance Standards, where I asked the question, do your team members know what you consider to be non-negotiable? Listening to those previous podcast episodes will give you a solid foundation on the concepts of establishing your value proposition and setting your non-negotiables. These are important because there must be a direct alignment and firm connection between the both of them. Your value proposition defines what sets you apart from your toughest competition. It's the statement of value, often defined in terms of feelings your customers will get from doing business with you, that's uniquely different from the feelings that someone who does business with your competitors will get when doing business with them. Does that make sense? I hope it does. You see, we know that 80% of most every purchase decision is based on emotions, with only 20% of the decision being based on logic or facts. Knowing that emotions are driving consumers to make their purchases, we as business owners must be crystal clear on the feelings or emotions we want our customers to have when they do business with us. These feelings are the drivers in this situation. Everything we do, whether in person, on the phone, by email, or through our website, we must strive to convey these feelings to our customers. Once you know this with certainty, then you can establish the expectations you have for your team members. And as you know, I use the term non-negotiables as a way to define the expectation we have for our team members, and more specifically, those expectations that we will not compromise on. You see, the reason we won't compromise on these expectations is because without them, our customer will be left feeling something other than the feelings we want them to have when they do business with us. I hope this is making sense. If not, I'll give you a simple example to demonstrate the point. Recently, I decided to take a day off from working to spend time with my wife. It was a midweek date to play golf. We figured the weather was perfect, and since it was midweek, the golf course would not be crowded with the avid weekend golfers. So we booked a tee time for 1 p.m. and made plans for a fun afternoon together. My wife's also a big fan of boba tea. It's a thing, but there aren't many boba tea cafes around, and not everyone makes their boba tea the same. So my wife has her favorite place, not far from where we live. But it happened to be in the opposite direction from the golf course where we made our tee time. But this day was all about treating my bride to a lovely afternoon of golf, fun, and whatever made her heart sing. So I made sure we left with enough time to stop by her favorite boba tea cafe to start our date with her favorite drink. I drove up to the Boba Tea Cafe 5 minutes after their posted open time, but there was no one in the shop. We sat and waited, assuming that the team member who was working that day was just running a few minutes late. While we waited, a mother and her daughter showed up and waited with us, both of us puzzled about why the cafe wasn't open. After waiting a frustrating 15 minutes, we finally had to leave, with no boba tea, and now pressed to get to the golf club in time for our tee time. My wife was sad. I was frustrated and a bit angry, and I knew I was going to write this podcast episode the following day. We ended up having a wonderful day together, and in the end, it was no big deal. But my wife did make the comment that it makes it hard to recommend the Boba Tea Cafe to her friends when she's not confident that they're going to be open on time. The sad part of this story is, The business owner will never know how the team member being late made their customers feel unless we tell them or they listen to this podcast episode. I sincerely hope this kind of thing is not happening to your business, especially without you knowing it. Perhaps the right thing to do is make sure your team members know that the expectations you have for them are directly tied to the feelings you want your customers to have when they do business with you. Had the Boba Tea Cafe team member known this, they probably would have been there to open on time each and every day. If you're worried about your team members fulfilling your expectations without exception, perhaps it's time to revisit your value proposition with them and help them understand how important it is for them to live up to your non-negotiables. If you need some help with this conversation, don't hesitate to reach out and ask. I'd be glad to help you craft your message so they not only comply with your expectations, but do it willingly and enthusiastically. Now, before we go, two quick asks. Share this podcast with your fellow business owners. I'm trying to get these free business tips to as many business owners as possible. I want every business owner to be successful, and this is my gift to you and to them. Thanks for passing this along. And lastly, please leave a review on this podcast. The more thumbs up this podcast gets, the more it'll be found when someone's stuck or struggling and looking for advice. Your review can help make this happen. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss the importance of position agreements. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.